Welcome back to another episode of NFT Catcher Podcast. We'd like to remind everybody that nothing on the show is meant as financial advice, and to please do your own research. Thank you, and enjoy the show.
Now the subject is NFTs.
They're known as non-fungible tokens, or NFTs.
NFTs are exploding in popularity.
This is a technology that will forever change the way people interact.
So it is happening whether you understand it and like it or not.
This phenomenon is moving the digital.
You have now joined Jenny from the blockchain and Michael Keane on the NFT Catcher Podcast.
What's up, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the NFT Catcher Podcast. Here with me, Jenny from the blockchain, and my co-host here, Michael Keane. Michael, how's it going?
It's going great. It's going great. And you?
Awesome. Doing awesome. Yeah, honestly, I'm nice. In the middle of moving. I like literally leave in like 2 days. So my apartment's pretty empty over here, but yeah, I'm excited to talk about what's been happening in the space. And first and foremost, we just wanted to thank every single person for listening because, oh my gosh, we just reached 10,000 downloads and we put out 10 episodes. So that's kind of cool. 10 episodes, 10,000 downloads. So thank you so much to everybody listening. Honestly, you guys are so awesome. And we've been getting a ton of support. Last episode, I said I would read a couple reviews. You can't write reviews on Spotify, but you can on Apple Podcasts. So I wanted to read a couple here. This first one is from EO Fire, who said, "This podcast is on fire. Love the value these two bring each week. In fact, this show inspired me to dive headfirst into the NFT space and to launch a podcast on NFTs myself." Wow. That is so awesome. Love that we're inspiring people. All right, let's see. Okay, this one's from Not Swimming Well with Mike, who said, "I enjoyed this pod because, like most people who are obsessed with NFTs, our significant others slash roommates are sick of hearing us talk about them. So it's nice to be able to put on some headphones and feel like you're in a conversation with people who care. Jay on the block, you're a badass. Just keep collecting. You're going to whale one day." Yeah, hopefully I can get to Michael's status someday. But
yeah,
you know,
stop, we'll leave it surely. Stop.
Okay. Funny. And then we got one from Oz Hook Beat, who said, "Love the show so much. Very informative. Love the hosts." Awesome. Thank you all so much for you know, writing those reviews. We really do appreciate it. And let's jump right into it. We got a lot to talk about today. And, you know, I don't know, Michael, what should we talk about first here?
Well, there was a tweet a couple of days ago that we found interesting, that Beanie said that he thinks that the Cool Cats might end up flipping the apes.
Controversial.
Yeah, controversial. That was when the Cool Cats got all the way up to 15 ETH was the max it made it to this week.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. I think it's down in the 13s now. But
right.
It's still doing amazing. Bored Apes is at like 38, 39. It's been hovering there for a while. Does it have a chance to flip it? I mean, there's going to be the passive income from the milk token. Mm-hmm. Like that's going to help. You know, it might, like, honestly, the cats might get to that point, but maybe the apes will even go higher as well. Like,
right.
I'm not sure. Can it flip it? Sure. I mean,
hey, the possibilities are endless. Yeah. You know, this space surprises us every single day. But one thing I think, you know, Cool Cats is really blowing out of the water is they're doing a lot of cool October activities, which if you haven't really kept up to date, I just wanted to kind of mention here that they airdropped a Cool Cats candy bucket to all Cool Cat holders. And actually, they're basically doing airdrops for the Cool Cat candy bucket holders. So actually you could just buy one on the secondary, even if you don't own a Cool Cat, to kind of benefit from it. But they're doing 4 airdrops to bucket holders. They're trick or treat airdrops is what they call them, which is fun. They just actually distributed the first one today. You can get potions or these gummies. I got the potion. And then also they're going to be giving away 4 Cool Cats. These are actually 4 unminted ones that they're going to be minting to 4 lucky bucket holder winners. And 1 bucket equals 1 entry for this. So I think that's why the bucket's going for like 0.3 ETH right now. And it got all the way up to like 0.5 ETH. And then they're going to be giving away 9 other cool cats throughout the month through various contests and giveaways. So they're really kind of doing a lot of cool cats
giving out. Yeah,
I know. Cool. I know. They're really providing a lot of value, and people are really excited about them. So yeah, I know. Yeah.
It's a great project. They've done awesome from minting when they weren't selling at the higher price, and they lowered the price based on community demand. Sold out. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the blue chip projects, you know, it's punks, apes, and cool cats, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And actually it's funny, cause I ordered some merch. I just tweeted about this today. I just thought it'd be funny to mention. I ordered some merch and I sent it to my mom's house cause I'm moving, you know, and I'm like, oh, I'll just send it to my mom's house. Cause you know, I don't want it to like get lost or whatever. And she like sends me a video and she's like filming the merch. She's like, oh my gosh, thank you. I love it so much. And I was like, oh my God, I can't tell her it wasn't actually for her. I'm just going to let her keep it. And I'm just going to, so I just ordered more today. I'm like, yeah, I'll just let her keep that merch. She was like, but I had told her about the cool cats before. So she knew about them. And
yeah.
So she was like excited about it.
I got to check out their merch. Is it on the store now? You can go check it out and buy some.
Yeah. Yeah. And they just added like October, like Halloween vibe merch too. Yeah. Like really cool.
I need some of that. Yeah. I might wear something up for NYC, NFT.NYC.
There we go. Exactly. But one thing you had mentioned that I did want to touch on as well is, you know, you were saying, okay, you know, Beanie had tweeted, oh, he thinks cool cats can flip Bored Apes. Well, let's talk about the Bored Apes for a second, because the Bored Apes have kind of been just plateauing, you know, lately. They've been just kind of trading sideways, you know, at the 40 ETH mark, the 38 ETH right now, which is obviously like a lot, but you know, it's just, they've been just skyrocketing this whole time and they're finally kind of taking some time to, you know, catch a breath. And I don't know about you, but I've been seeing some apes be a little, you know, starting to get a little, maybe a little worried would be the word. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that? I know you hold an ape yourself.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it's a market just like any other that can theoretically go up or down. I mean, 40 ETH is really high and there's room for it to come down. But at the same time, there could be, you know, like Shaq or Snoop Dogg or something like that could grab one, or like Lionel Messi, and then it could start all over again. It has been, like you said, plateauing, and they haven't made a ton of news kind of since the mutants and since their roadmap 2.0. But maybe as they start announcing stuff during the roadmap, you know, I don't want to say exactly what I, you know, it could go either way. Like I do see the apes, like if I had to predict, I do see it keep going. I think something will happen. I think Yuga Labs is really smart in how they go about things. They just did the mutants and they brought in, you know, $90 million that day. And, they're going to have to spend that on something. Hopefully. I mean, maybe that, you know, that's part of it, because people are spending a lot of money on the mutants now, and like, and they're happy to get a mutant and kind of be in the club a little bit. It's there's a lot out there. There's a lot out there to spend money on. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, I was just saying, you know, the mutants are 4 ETH, and I, you know, I see some people saying, oh, I think the mutants are underrated. And you know, I mean, for a Bored Ape project, I mean, the dogs, I feel like the kennel dogs are so like so I guess slept on and unappreciated. I think they're like 2 point something ETH.
Yeah.
But no one seems to care about them for some reason.
No, I know. But even so, 2 point something ETH is like, you know, $8,000. It's like still more than that. It's like it's still a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it's I don't know, you know, it's hard to really say what's gonna happen with all that. There's a lot out there that's a big market cap. I do, if I had to put my money down, like do the apes ever get to the 100 ETH floor like the punks? Is that, you know, that's kind of the
question. God, what are punks at 100? I think
he's like 110 or 111 or
something. Yeah, I want to say I checked it was like 119 or something like that. I didn't even realize that they were that high. Like and by the way, the price of Ethereum went up. It's like 3.5k right now. So you know, the USD value on everything is skyrocketing.
That's 400 grand for a punk.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It was 15 this summer when a couple of the people bought it, kind of the new people. It was at 15 ETH. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Or 15 or, I think it was at 15 ETH for a little while. Insane. I think, yeah. If I'm not mistaken. Pretty crazy what's happened there.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. You know, things didn't really start taking off until this year, really. So, you know, for the NFT space.
Yeah. What do you know about the Cryptodes by Gremlin?
Oh, man. I don't know too much except that those things have reached, what, 12 ETH
yeah,
floor
over,
or something over crazy?
Over 12 floor. I remember I got a message. I got a message from somebody that said, oh, the Cryptodes went from 0.5 to 1.5 overnight when they first came out. And I was like, oh, guess I missed it, but didn't buy. I don't get it. I don't get it. I look at them. They don't do much for me. I know. I think Gremlin's like a really popular guy. Is that, you know, anything about him?
Not really. I mean, I think I remember early on when the Toads first came out, there was a lot of the OGs in the space just buying them. And so I feel like, you know, that was probably a good sign.
Oh, that's right. Well, the CryptoPunks people got into it, I think, was part of what happened. Right.
I don't know. The price is just skyrocketing. It's crazy. My actually, one of the co-founders of Evaluate Market, he's not into too many Ethereum-based NFTs, but he bought a crypto, I think at like 1 ETH or something. And oh my God, he's like so happy that his toad is worth so much now.
It's a huge move. I know a few people that have them. I know someone that was gifted one when it went down, when they were minted. Yeah. Pretty wild there. Cryptos are these little like smashed down looking
pixelated. I kind of feel like they're due for a correction though, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Not to like rain on the parade, but I do feel like they're due for a correction because they just went straight up. Like they just went, and I don't know, like they're the fastest. Actually, they're not 10K. It's like 7K or something, what they're out of quantity wise. Right. Yep. But they're like one of the fastest projects to hit, you know, 10 ETH that quickly. So
there's not very many projects that even hit 10 ETH as far as having 5, 6, 7, 10,000. There's only a handful.
And usually it takes months.
Yeah.
Not 1 week.
Yeah. So. Right. That's, I mean, yeah, you're right. It could theoretically correct. I mean, I don't know what the quote unquote utility is. I'm not 100% sure if there's anything really good going to come. I don't know. It's a wild one. It's perplexing. I feel bad. I missed it. I'm not buying in super high. I know that, even though it might keep going. Like you're right. Yeah, it could correct. There's another one that's kind of like that. It's not quite as high, but Bears Deluxe. Have you seen that one? That's at like a 3.5 floor.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I have not even seen that.
Yeah. It's another pixelated Bears.
Jeez, those pixelated projects are popping right now.
I know they are.
But you know what? This is how we know we're in a bull run right now because Yeti started pumping again. Did you see that?
They got to 0.13.
I hope that provided some good exit liquidity for people and people sold their Yetis because I'm sorry, but please, I hope you didn't buy into that. And, you know, I feel bad for some of the new people that don't even, you know, kind of know the history and stuff like that. But, oh man, I feel like, and I had some things listed. Oh man, there's this one, Divine something of the Zodiacs that I had.
I
bought that months ago and I had listed it for a profit and it finally sold like yesterday. I was like, what the heck? This project randomly pumped. So I feel like things are just kind of pumping right now. I think a lot of people are entering the space and, you know, just list your things that you want to sell. I feel like now's the time to sell your shit NFTs. Mm. No offense to anything that you sell that you don't want, but now's your time to sell your NFTs that you don't actually want to hold on to long term. Like, because I feel like things are just going wild right now.
Yeah, they are. That's actually good. That's actually funny. You mentioned that. I had one of the first things I minted and it was really bad. It was like Pixel Puppies or something.
Oh, and my God.
Do you remember those little stupid
pumping
things?
Again? Yeah.
They sold. Like, I had it listed. And it sold. And I was like, all right, let's see. I didn't even go look and see where the floor went. I did see that the founder of the Yetis kind of came back on. I remember when that dropped, there was like everybody that missed the Bored Apes thought the Yetis was going to be like the next Bored Apes. They really did. Like, people were hype.
Oh my God. Our producer just said, I sold my Yeti for 0.16. Oh my God. I literally did too. I bought one for like 0.09 and I sold it. Yeah. For like 0.16. And I was like so happy because nobody made a, like, that was like the project that nobody made a profit on. So it was kind of like, you know, a flex if you actually sold for a bit of a profit. Cause
actually, you know, there was profit to be made before the reveal, if you remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
It might have been like 0.2. I sold a bunch of them before the reveal. I minted a whole bunch of those things.
And that's always the smart thing to do. I mean, you know, now the game is kind of changing a bit, but it tends to be where, you know, if you sell pre-reveal, that it's kind of the safest bet.
Yeah.
You know.
Sure. That happened with you, and we wanted to talk about House of Kiba and pre-reveal. Mm-hmm. Those were going for 0.4 that whole night. People were buying them. 0.3, between 0.35 and 0.4.
Yeah.
That first night, all night, unrevealed.
Oh, yeah. And just as a refresher, by the way, Kiba, we've mentioned it many times. They have this Genesis membership, which, you know, there's only 810 of them. That's currently going for, I believe, 3 ETH is the floor. They just launched their avatar project, 10K generative avatar project. That's actually acting as a second membership, which, you know, me and Michael are both fans of. And somebody, I read a review. I didn't read this one out loud, but they said, oh, I wish you would talk about, you know, cheaper projects that are in the, you know, 0.3 to 0.5 Ethereum range. And so I'm like, okay, you know what? Well, let's talk about the Gen X's today, because the floor on those, I think it's like 0.06 or 0.07. Yep. And honestly, and we were talking about a little bit before we started recording why we think the floor is so low, because, you know, I mean, the membership itself is doing really well. You know, House of Kiba, they're going public. I forget if that's public knowledge or not, but and they did a clubhouse and they leaked that you're going to be able to fight your avatars and like they could die and everything. It's like really intense, and they're actually building out their own metaverse and everything. And I really do believe that they are great. Team, you know, I know Kiba himself as well, and he's a great dude. So anyway, you know, that's a great project. I mean, it's pretty cheap, you know, to get into at this price point. But I think the reason why they're not, you know, doing too hot, you said they were 0.4 pre-reveal. And then afterwards, you know, now we see it's been, I don't know, a week since the reveal and, you know, 0.08 or 0.06, whatever.
Yeah.
And I think, I mean, you know, naturally things kind of go down after the reveal, but I don't think they did the best job marketing these. And I do feel like marketing is one of the things that they're kind of lacking, to be honest, which isn't like the worst thing, you know, it kind of means they're underrated in a way. They just need to kind of step up their marketing, but I do wish they would have hyped it up more. Like, they didn't even really do any teasers. They didn't even really, you know, do any sneak peeks or anything like that. They just kind of launched the avatar project, and, you know, it's a great, you know, House of Kiba is great, but I really did wish that they did more of like a BYO Pills approach, where every single day they're coming out with these little video trailers and, you know, they're showing some of the avatars and everything. And, you know, BYO Pills, those things are up to, I don't know, 0.5 now if you have a pill and an access key. So I think they're doing a great job of hyping it up, but I do wish House of Kiba would have done a better job hyping it up. But I think, you know, with time, you know, as they kind of come out with more information here and there, you know, the price will probably go up. But I think it's definitely more of a, okay, it's not really gonna, you know, necessarily pump, you know, anytime soon, but I think it's kind of like a sleeping giant, maybe.
Yeah, you know, that could be a sleeper for sure. Down. Snagging one at 0.05, 0.06, you know, it could be a good long term, but yeah, you're right. You're right on all accounts. You make good points about the rollout and all that.
Yeah. Yeah. I just bought one yesterday, I think, or maybe it was today. I forget. I just bought another one because I had bought a couple pre-reveal ones, one for 0.2, one for 0.3. I just bought another one. I was like, oh, I'll just buy one at 0.09. Like,
why not? Lower your overall cost.
Right. Yep. There we go. Exactly.
Yeah. So one of the most hyped projects, kind of, I would say almost of all time, started their raffle today. Did you get in the Mechaverse raffle?
I wasn't going to check for that, honestly. I wasn't.
Yeah.
But dang, that they generated a lot of hype. And I remember hearing about them like a month ago. So they've been doing a good job hyping themselves.
They have like 248,000 people in their Discord.
I don't understand how that's like.
I don't understand that either. I know.
That's like. That's like as many people in the freaking, actually, I think I saw the other day, there's like 300,000 active OpenSea users or something. So like, what the heck? Yeah, they have
it doesn't, right. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Maybe some, but, you know, some bots or something, but you know.
I'm sure. But they, there was an article in Forbes about them.
Wow.
And people were freaking out, you know, so they're taking the raffles. You connect your wallet and you tell them your Discord and they say you're registered. And then tomorrow you'll find out if you get chosen. And it's not actually, it's not 100% random. Yeah.
Oh,
it's
really?
Not 100% random. Yeah. I think they're choosing some people that are active in the Discord and things like that.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. Yeah. It's interesting how they did it. I did see some controversy because, you know, you can either connect your Discord or your Twitter. And I guess for, if you connect your Twitter, they're like, you know, getting access to certain information.
Yep.
You're like authorizing them to get access and stuff. And I mean, I'm not a huge fan of connecting my social media to stuff that's connected to my wallet per se. So, I mean, I wasn't going to do that, but I also wasn't going to do that because of the price point. Point two. I mean, I don't know. I know you'll probably, you know, people who do it will probably make money off of it, but I mean, there's a lot of people trying for that. So,
It's going to be wild. It's going to be interesting to see how that goes down. I made a joke. This is definitely not what's happening. Well, I don't think so, but like, because the way they did the pre-sale today, you connect your wallet. There were cookies you had to accept. Like, I was like, could you imagine if they scammed like 100,000 people and just cleaned everybody out.
Like, rugged everyone.
Yeah. Not even rugged them, like cleaned them out.
Oh, shoot. You think they could wipe people's
wallets? No, I'm not saying, I don't want to say that they're doing that or anything.
I mean, we're kind not of, trying to start my, any my, rumors,
my,
but...
my mind always goes to places like that because I was, you know, you had to connect a bunch of stuff and you had to accept the cookies, you know?
Right. You got to be careful. You know, your whole
you thing, do.
Super valuable digital assets in your wallet, and you know you got to be careful. I just saw today another person get scammed. They said on Twitter they got their ape, their mutant, and their dog taken, and it was one of those things where, here's the thing, honestly never do trades. Like, don't even bother, even if you think you know and trust the person. It could be somebody impersonating somebody you think you know and trust. Never do trades. You know, don't do off-market sales either. Like, do everything the legit way. You know, just say if someone wants to buy something off of you for cheap, just lower the price on OpenSea and they can just buy it from there. You know, don't do any kind of anything where, you know, or someone's trying to cut you a deal. No. They're just trying to scam you. Like, it's never, you know, it never works out. And if you get scammed and then someone offers, oh, I can help you recover your assets, that's another scam. You can't get your stuff back. So yeah, it is scary out there right now. It's the wild, wild west, like we've said before. So be careful out there, people. And, you know, not to say don't trust anyone, but you know, it's kind of like you have to, when you're in the NFT space, it's kind of like you have to have that combination of being open-minded and being skeptical, you know, all at the same time. Be open-minded, but be skeptical, very skeptical. And, you know, just, you know, you got to have your guard up. You got to have your guard up. You got to watch out.
Yeah. It's crazy. I always keep thinking, what is happening with these apes that have been stolen? They're just sitting out there, right? In wallets that can't really be transacted with. I know OpenSea doesn't let you buy and sell the stolen apes, right?
Really?
Like, that must be.
Do they not?
I'm pretty sure.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe
I'd have to, look and see.
And then
maybe they transfer them. Like, yeah, I don't know. Like,
I don't know what they do.
That's got to be so horrible seeing your ape, like, because it's always on the blockchain. You can always, like, when you get something stolen in real life, you can never see it again.
Right.
Like, this one, you can see it.
Oh, wow. That's great. That's a crazy concept. That's so true. Yeah. Somebody steals your wallet. Oh, you'll never see it again. And you don't know what they're going to do with it. Somebody steals your NFT, you know, your digital asset. It's like, you can track that thing. You can see what they're doing with it, where it's going, who has it currently. Wow, that's crazy. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's a weird conundrum there.
Yeah.
We'll see how that plays out. I wonder if one day they'll figure out a way to get some of these back to people. I don't know. I mean, it's not supposed to be because of the decentralization.
Decentralized,
yep. So that's actually can bring us into our next point, the overall landscape of generative projects, the NFT space. Mm-hmm. Kind of, I wanted to talk about a couple things like independent teams that are putting on projects versus like these like project factories. Mm-hmm. Since we did Afrojoys, I've had the chance to talk to many, many people putting on projects and all kinds of things. And there's definitely some things that I've seen that I like, they, you know, I'm not going to name any names or name any projects, but like there are literally groups of people that are running like 25 projects at a time. They have professional people running Discord. Yep.
Yeah.
They have professional people running Discord. It's project after project and they leave it with the artist. But like, so I look at those and I'm like, yeah. So, but like the long-term prospect of those, the ones that I really like that I, when we talk to a team of people that's what they're all working on and that's their kind of future plans, 4 or 5 people working on a project. When it's these, like these, I'll call them factory projects. That scares me a little bit with the volume that these people are putting them out at, because, you know, you bring in $2 million, $3 million at a pop. With these projects, and they find an artist that'll do something and they'll bang it out for the artist. They'll do the marketing and then they leave the artist like, hey, it's your project to do what you can with. And the interesting thing about these projects is you bring in all the money first and then the hard work starts. So like the easy part's kind of the beginning, not easy, but like getting it going, selling it out. But then if you want it to be successful, you're not really bringing in that, unless you're like one of like the high end projects that are getting massive secondary. Like you already brought all your money and now you're just trickling money in, and you have to work every day. Like those people, a lot of them start thinking, well, where's my next big project? Cause that's where I'm going to make a ton of money again. There's so many, like it's going to be an issue. And we've said before, and Gary Vee said originally, that 95% of these projects will end up failing. And I see that. I do see that. Mm-hmm. So like when you're buying the stuff, like figure out who the team is. Is it a team of people that are going to keep working on the project? Or is it a team of people that have done a whole bunch of projects and they're just going to keep moving and doing new ones? It's definitely an issue. Like one group in particular I talked to that was doing that, like I said, 25 projects. Hope they don't listen, but who knows? Like it's the truth. I'm not going to name any names, but like they have 200 employees, and they send them to different Discord. They send them to different Discords, and they're professional Discord moderators, and just all that stuff. And it's pretty wild.
And they then, just change their username, pretend to be different people.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Of course. Wow. Yeah, no one knows who they are. Yeah. You know, move around. And then there's supposedly going to be some software coming out in the next few months that's going to be like a plug and play generative project where you just kind of throw some stuff in there and they do it all for you, the contract and the website. And you just like,
oh man, it's about to be insane. Everyone and their mom is going to have, and their kid is going to have a project coming out. And that is when things are going to get super saturated. It already feels like things are saturated, you know, being the space for as long as we have, even though it hasn't even been that long, you know, months, it's like, it feels saturated right now. Oh my God, wait till there's that plug and chug, you know, like you were talking about. Oh, just, you know, upload these few things and bam, you got a project.
Yep.
Everyone's going to have their own project. Yep. And you're going to have to be so careful because everyone wants your ETH. Everyone's going to want your money. They just want your money. And to your point, man, it's really exciting, you know, the people that are buying into these projects, you know, they're minting them 0.02. And then it's like, and it's one of these, you know, you could tell it's just those anonymous teams that are pumping out the same projects. And then people are trying to pump them, you know, tweet about them on Twitter. And then, you know, floor gets to like, you know, 0.8 or something. And then all of a sudden starts crashing down. Mm-hmm. Starts crashing down, and then all of a sudden, on to the next thing. And then a lot of people get burned. And yeah, it can be fun if you're trading and you actually make a profit, but a lot of people end up getting burned on that. And that's why I like to stay away from those pump and dump projects that are so exciting but they don't have any, you know, it's kind of like Dogecoin versus Bitcoin. You know, it's like Dogecoin, it's just a freaking meme coin. Like, there's no fundamentals. I mean, now I feel like they're starting to like develop some stuff simply because it's become so popular and whatever. But it's like, you know, it's like shit coins versus actual, you know, cryptocurrencies that, you know, that are like great current cryptocurrencies to hold on to. And, you know, it's just always a safer bet to go with the ones that are going to be better long term. It's not as exciting. You know, you're buying into something that, you know, you truly believe is going to be a great project to hold on to. Maybe not as exciting as day trading every single day, but that's a super hard skill that I don't think people realize. Trading is a really hard thing to do. You know, it's not easy. I mean, I don't really do too much trading. I'm honestly more of like a buy and hold type of person because I'm not the best at trading. If my stuff goes up in value and I decide, you know, okay, let me just, you know, take some profits and sell, then I will. But, you know, buying with the intention of, okay, I really do believe in this project, that is your best bet. You know, buying with conviction and patience, you know, that's your best bet. So be careful out there. People are just going to try to get your ETH and they'll kind of try to lure you in with, oh, you know, oh, this will be the next project to 10X. And, you know,
we're really making a game, you know?
We're building out a metaverse. We're making a game.
I know.
Everyone's going to start saying the same things. So just be careful out there.
The game thing doesn't excite me at all. Whenever they say game, like, I'm not going to play a game. And usually it's like a bad game, the ones that are made.
Oh my God. I mean, yeah, I there's only one game I play. I think I've mentioned it before, Gods Unchained.
Yeah, you did.
Always excited about that. And you know, I've said before, Gods Unchained also created Immutable X, which Immutable X, Layer 2 solution, and you're gonna be able to like come out with NFTs on Immutable X, and actually TikTok is gonna be on Immutable X, and oh my God, TikTok's gonna be wild. Honestly, I don't think I even want any TikTok NFTs, but I'm just gonna definitely be observing everything happening during that time because that's just gonna be wild, I think.
Yep. And Vivi's headed there too.
Really?
Yep. And I think Immutable X did their first generative project not too long ago. I didn't study. Wow. I don't know. I don't know the details, but I did hear that.
Cool. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, very cool. All really good points. There's a cliche in the NFT world and it's do your own research, but that is really important. If you listen to the last, you know, 5-8 minutes of what we talked about, the real takeaway should be do your own research. Find out what projects you really think are going to last. Why do you think they're going to last? Or you can play the game. Like, you can play the quick flip game. Just don't hold on to every single thing that's pumping at the moment. Everybody's going to be looking for the hot new thing.
Yep. For sure.
For sure. So speaking of the hot new thing, how about the mutant cats? Did you get into that?
No, I did.
I got caught up in the mutant cats. It's actually kind of nice. Cool. It's going to be like a cool cat DAO where they're going to have the cool cat vault, and there's going
to
be.
But it's not related to the cool cats, right?
It's not related to the cool cats. They're buying their own cool cats and putting them in a vault and fractionalizing them for the mutant cat holders.
Interesting. Yep.
Okay. And there's going to be a fish token that you get 10 per day for staking. And then you own a part, you own a fractionalized part of the Cool Cats vault. So if Cool Cats goes up, this should do well. Mutant Cats.
Interesting.
The floor is 0.65 right now. So it's not like people can buy in cheap.
Yeah. It's kind of high.
It minted at like 0.05 or 0.0 something right around there. I bought in the secondary when it started going in like the 0.15, 0.2.
Yeah.
And actually, one of mine is rarity number 500 and something, which I was happy to snag that. Yeah. But I sold a couple. I sold one at 0.75 today.
Nice. Let's go.
So it's it's cool. They're all right. They're like mutant looking cool cats, I guess, kind of.
Yeah. One of the things also that kind of reminded me of one of the projects you mentioned last week, which I have been keeping my eye on, by the way, it's like one of my 15 tabs I have open is just, I have the ApeDAO remix, open. And then I've just been like checking out the floor, and floor right now is 0.3. And, you know, I told you, I know the guy that created that, Kylo. And so I do really want to buy one. I'm just kind of seeing if it can go a little lower. Cause I don't know. I only have like 0.3 ETH in my wallet currently.
Sure.
And so I would like to get one though. I really would like to get one. And
do you know which artist that you like, or just in general?
I'm waiting for a floor one to pop up that I'm really like attracted to. So that's why I haven't really pulled the trigger yet. Cause I'm like, I kind of see some of them. I'm like, meh, you know, but and one of the artists, Lurk Loves You. I think it's Lurk Loves You. Yeah. I have actually several of his pieces.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He had done this thing with the vases. Remember, you own three vases, you get an airdrop. And so I have a couple of his pieces. And actually Pop Wonder had actually tweeted about him saying that, oh, you know, I really, this is, like we're friends and everything. Yeah. Like he's a good artist in the real world. And now he's coming to NFTs. So he's kind of, I think, an underrated one to kind of look out for.
He is. I know he's going to be doing something pretty major soon. I don't think it's public yet, so I'm not going to say anything.
Oh, shoot.
We have some mutual friends. Those guys are part of that Lowbrow Art Collective.
Okay. I've not heard of that.
Like that guy, Brian Morris, that I talk about a lot. He's in there. There's a lot of really popular artists that are kind of popping off out of there. And Sabet, you know, Ali Sabet doing the sketchbooks right now.
Oh,
he's part of that crew. Yeah. Pop Wonder's part of that crew. Like, so they're doing really big things. Yeah. Lurk Loves You is going to be, you're probably in a good spot holding this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I have them listed, but for kind of like a lot. So I don't know if it'll sell. Maybe if there's like a little run. But yeah, I think, you know, and the Ape DAO, like the whole theme behind it is like, you know, what, 15 of the, you know, most popular artists in the space right now or something.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool seeing that. And he was on the front page of OpenSea before. I think he was in like the live auction section or something. So that was awesome.
And my favorite one of the whole collection is, I keep mentioning Brian Morris, but he's just so amazing. But it's like one ETH for his one.
Oh, for his aped out.
Ugh. Yeah. The fish tank. It's freaking
sick.
Oh, I have one of the Dario D Siennas, the one that's like all rainbows, which is really cool.
Oh, nice.
There's a lot of good ones. I'm a fan of a lot of these artists. Let's see what Brian Morris's floor is at the moment. Oh, that's down to 0.79. It's actually getting kind of close to a decent spot, maybe.
Yeah, I'm keeping my eye, seeing if I can get something.
Yeah, so that's definitely that's a fun, cool project. And hopefully they'll do something in it, and it kind of keeps going strong. You know, I don't know the exact details of. There's only 5555 of them, so that helps.
Right. Yeah.
So some good news in the space, the Art Blocks, the founder has decided to donate all of his Chrome Squiggle secondary royalties to charity. And so far, Art Blocks has donated $20 million to charity.
Jeez. Oh my God. Yeah. Do we know like what charity and everything, or just.
I read about it today and I wish I retained a few more details of where they were sending it all.
That's insane.
I know the amount of money flying through that place. Like, it's pretty funny. Somebody can, there'll be an artist that does Art Blocks and they could sell everything for 2 ETH. And if they just did their own drop, like nobody would even care sometimes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Art Blocks is honestly, yeah. I mean, I don't have any Art Block pieces myself, but I've been seeing a lot of people talking about Art Blocks. So that's really cool. I mean, I probably am not going to be able to get any. I think I'm priced out, but.
Yeah, no, there's factory ones. There's some like factory and playground ones that are not the curated. The curated's a little more expensive.
Right. The curated is where I heard the curated was where it's at. And then I heard it's kind of starting to get a little saturated, like with the amount like that they're putting out, you know, but I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't been playing that game. I know they're doing reverse auctions and I'm sure there's money in it. It's hard. Like, I don't know those artists, so it's kind of hard to know which ones are going to be the best ones, kind of.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
For me, at least. But I was really happy to read that today. I read an article about the guy doing that. That's super cool. It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And So what else do we have on here? Gary V sold 5 of his little doodle drawings from the V Friends at Christie's auction.
Oh, he did? I didn't know. I saw him tweeting about Christie's.
Yeah.
I was like, what is he doing at Christie's?
Yeah, easy $1.2 million for 5 of them. It was pretty funny. They put them in like these little, like the grading cases, like a baseball card or something.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw that.
Yeah.
Didn't the Twin Flames thing, did you see anything about that? I didn't see what
anything ended up going for. I saw they had the 100 pictures lined up on the wall. That was a cool display, but I didn't follow up on the
Wang tweeted about it. I swear, like, let me see really quick. Oh, also, you know that guy Drifter Shoots?
I don't know if I know Drifter Shoots.
So he's the one, he has the whole Where My Vans Go series. He's like a photographer, and like he basically climbs these like high point things, and he just like takes a picture of like his vans, like, and like the scene, and it just like looks really, really cool. And like I think the floor on his stuff is like 17 ETH on OpenSea or something. But yeah, and he just comes out with these like one of one pieces and everything. And anyway, he bought 3 Cool Cats today for 60 ETH each. I think he bought some really special ones.
Wow, I would hope so.
Yeah, people were like freaking out in the Discord. So yeah, that was really cool to see him be a part of the community. Because I've been following him for a while, and yeah, he's an awesome dude, very inspiring too.
Wow, that's 60 ETH, couple hundred grand each.
Yeah, insane. Yep. Man, I can't find the tweet about the,
about Aversano.
I was trying to find about the Twin Flames, but whatever.
If anybody doesn't know, Twin Flames is a photography project by Justin Aversano, and it's 100 photos of twins. Mm-hmm. And I think the floor is over 100 ETH or right around the last saw for that, for 101 photos. Pretty wild and good for him. He's at this point, I would say he's one of the most accomplished photographers of all time.
Yeah.
Selling for that price, like ever. You go Ansel Adams and Justin Aversano.
Yeah. And he's going to NFT NYC. So.
Oh, really?
Nice. I messaged him. I was like, I told him I was a twin. I just wanted to tell him.
We should get him on the pod. Oh, because you guys are twins. Oh, he would love that.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, oh, I'm a twin too. Like, I just want to say your project is super cool. And then I asked him if he was going to NFT NYC. He said yes. And then I joined his Discord and stuff. But
that's so cool.
Yeah.
So. That's cool that he responded. Very nice.
I know. Yeah. Well, this was before his Christie's auction. So this was like a month ago.
Oh, yeah. He's not responding no more.
Yeah, right.
Nah, he was extremely famous back then. I mean, he was already super successful. I mean, you know, Christie's is great, but like, you know, his stuff is amazing. And, you know, the sales on it and what he's doing with the, you know, they're relatively simple pictures. They're not like, you know, not like mind blowing images.
Right.
But they're well done. And it's just whatever he's done to.
Yeah, I mean, photography too, I feel like is a bit underrated, and it's kind of like
it is.
Yeah, and I feel like they're really, you know, if you're a great photographer, your stuff is going to be flying right now, because I feel like there's a lot of interest, you know, in the photography NFT space, but there's not too many photographers that are coming out with their own NFTs, one of ones too, you know. I mean, I like that they don't, you know, saturate, you know, their stuff too much. They kind of create, you know, come out with these one of ones, you know, every so often. And it's like, just, you know, trickling in slowly. I think if you're an artist and you're not, you know, coming out with some 10K generative avatar project, it's like, you kind of have to preserve the scarcity, and you have to, you know, try to balance that, you know, supply, demand, and sometimes I feel like people make the mistake of coming out with too much, like quantity wise. You know, when there's not even really an audience there, you know, yet that, you know, they don't really have like an audience yet. But you know, I mean, if you just come out with one of ones, I think people are searching for underrated people that they can buy some of their first NFTs, for. So yeah, I mean, I wish I was an artist or a photographer or something. I'd be, I would totally be, but you know, I'm more of a, I guess I'm more of just, I'm like, okay, you guys come out with stuff. Okay. I'll just be here buying it.
Right.
Thank you.
I actually have, I have like 15,000 travel photographs.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
15,000.
I've been to almost 50 countries. I'm a big traveler. I love to travel.
Oh, wow.
And it's, I've been all over Central America, South America, Europe, Japan, New Zealand, kinds of really cool stuff. Very lucky. But I have lots of really photos that I really like. I always think one day maybe do something with some of them.
Oh my God, you should make them into NFTs.
I know. I was in Cuba the week after Fidel Castro died. I was in, believe it or not, I was in Caracas, Venezuela the day Hugo Chavez was elected in 1998. Obviously, it did not turn out well, but it was a party when it happened. I didn't even know there was an election. We just happened to be there.
Jeez, so were you just going through a time where you just traveling around a ton? Or
I did. I spent a whole summer, 2 months in Venezuela back in 98. And I've done like, I did 6 weeks in Peru, Ecuador, Colombia, where I did like Machu Picchu and Galapagos. I've done a lot of like long haul travel. I love the kind of quote unquote backpacking. Love it.
That's inspiring. I really do want to travel more. I mean, I've only been to like three countries, Mexico, Guatemala, and Belize. So nice. I definitely
You went to Tikal in Guatemala?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Tikal's awesome. Yep.
Yeah, I actually almost did kind of get scammed. Everyone got scammed. Yeah, this guy just comes on the bus. He's like, all right, if you guys want to keep going, you all owe me this much money. And it was like, you gotta fork it up or you had to go home. It was just I guess we're doing this.
Sometimes there's nothing you can do. Like, what are you gonna do? You know, it probably wasn't all that much money, 20, 50 bucks.
It wasn't that much, but it was just kind of like, no.
No, it's not a fun
thing. It was like 100 USD value.
That's a lot. No, that's a lot. Yeah.
And the driver's just like, just a normal day, you know. Like, I mean, he was probably
the driver gets his cut. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. A lot of times they'll hop on and they'll rap and you have to pay them, or they'll like sell you something, and you know, like they just hop on and hop off. Yeah. Tikal's awesome. That's cool. You went there.
It was fun.
Nice. Let's go back to NFTs. We could talk about travel. We could do a travel podcast.
I was like, we just randomly started talking about travel.
I know. Sorry, guys. I love back talking about NFT. Travel. So anybody who knows me knows how much I love talking about travel. But NFT.NYC, which we talked about a couple times, they put more tickets on sale and sold out instantly. $500 a seat. Now, I think they actually created a little more space. So opened up some more seats. Good. Yeah, because I think they were originally doing 1,500 people, but they have like 500 speakers. It's kind of odd.
Everyone's speaking for like 5 minutes or something.
I know. Yeah. I would say, I'm actually a speaker there, whatever that's going to end up meaning. But I keep telling people I'll be like 7 a.m. They'll put me somewhere in like a broom closet or something. But there's also Andy actually put me down on a candy.com meetup, which is happening on the 3rd. That weekend at 368 Broadway, some kind of big like art studio or something. And I RSVP'd for that, and I'm going to get to go to that one.
Yeah, I was meaning to sign up for that. There's a lot of little events popping up. Avastars is doing a thing with Gary Vee. There's like 125 tickets or something to buy on Eventbrite. Yeah, there's a ton of little like,
really? You can buy that on Eventbrite now? I'm going to look that up after this.
I think, was it today they tweeted that there's like 25 tickets left or something? They're not like flying or anything. I mean, it's like $100 and something for tickets, kind of a little of a higher price point. But yeah, it's like, Jimmy.eth and Gary Vee. And it's just like small little event. I think it's on.
I might try and get in that.
Forget the date. But yeah. So there's just going to be so much going on. Like, even if you don't go to the event, there's just so many little like meetups happening. And I think Pack Rip, Ewing on Twitter. He's a big NFT or a big Top Shot content creator. I think he's trying to gather a bunch of people to go to the Knicks game, which is happening around that time. So just like so many things. Yeah.
I know there's an Ape Fest going on up there.
Yeah. There's a whole week of ape events, yeah, right? And there's like a yacht party. Oh, and they said, oh, there's going to be 1,000 apes that can come to the yacht party. And the first 250 people to like get in line or whatever and like reserve a spot, like they can get a plus one. And then everyone else, it's like you have to own like an ape in order to get in. But so, yeah, and that's interesting. So I'm going to see if I can. I don't have an ape, but I'm going to see if I can get on the yacht party. We'll see.
The yacht party is Halloween, right?
Yeah, I believe it's Halloween. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not coming up until Monday morning.
Oh, really?
The first. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. I got to do Halloween with the family.
Oh, that's right. You have kids. Yeah.
I would have came in for Halloween. Yeah, why are you not coming in for Halloween right now?
What? You're not trying to party? Turn up. Okay, yeah, right. You have kids. Yeah. That's right. Okay, I forgot. Yeah, no, but that'll be so fun.
I'm really excited. I'm really excited. And we've talked about before, we're going to do a couple episodes at least from up there.
Yeah, we'll record.
Yeah, maybe get some guests.
Yes.
We'll see.
Yeah. We'll see what Justin, we can do.
Justin Aversano. If you're listening, Justin, you're welcome to come on anytime. I heard you're a big listener of the podcast. That's what we heard.
We need to figure out what people look like so we can come up to them and we can be like, oh, hey.
I almost want to wear a shirt that says Keen across it so people like know who I am.
And you're ape. You need a shirt that shows you're ape.
Well, I have.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's perfect. There we go. You should wear that.
Yeah, I will. This one's getting a little wrinkled, but I gotta wear.
Yeah.
I wore this shirt literally to NFT Basel in Miami a few months ago and like met so many people I'm still friends with.
Someone was talking about Art Basel. Isn't there one coming up in Miami?
Art Basel in Miami in December. Yep. That's always gigantic, but yeah, really? it's always massive. Art Basel is amazing.
Are there gonna be a lot of NFT people there? Do you think
now there are, yep. This year.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That'll be fun. Maybe I should go to that too.
You should come to Miami. You should.
So many events. I love Miami. I love Florida so much.
We can record from Miami too.
Oh, there we go. In person, live. Yeah. You know, one thing I want to talk about this either next week. I mean, you know, it's going to be rough because I'm moving. I'm like driving 42 hours. So I don't know if I'll have time to do research before our next episode and stuff, but either next episode or the episode after that, I want to get into some Solana NFTs. I've been hearing a lot about
it. Yeah, we need to. I know.
We need to do some research for the people, especially because I'll tell you what, Solana NFTs are priced a lot less than Ethereum-based NFTs. And, you know, I mean, I think they're doing pretty well too. It would just be nice to kind of know what's going on over on Solana. So, hopefully the next episode or the episode after that, we'll be able to talk about some Solana NFT projects. Because my sister just started getting into that and I think she bought a couple Solana NFTs. I don't know what project specifically, but she bought, but she's like, you know what? I just need, and you need soul for it. But once you have soul, I think you're good. You're going to start buying.
Yep. And I think the standard wallet to use is the Phantom wallet.
Yeah. Phantom wallet. Right. I heard that too.
Which I did download, but I have not loaded it up yet.
Okay. Nice.
There was a nasty rug pull there. Last week.
Really? On Solana?
And a nasty one. Yeah. Where they brought in like $3 million and disappeared immediately. Oof. Yeah.
Solana. I mean, Solana doesn't have the,
it can happen week, anywhere. Right? It can happen anywhere.
Right. Like, it happens all the time on Ethereum-based projects. Yeah. But Solana, you know, I think people have a little bit of a bad taste in their mouth because they've been doing, you know, there's just some copycat projects coming out on Solana and, you know, people don't really like that. But I think that, I think there's probably some hidden gems, you know, on Solana.
There's people making money. There's definitely people making money.
Right, I know. There's people making money. I need to figure out what's going on. And I think one soul is like, what, $120 USD or something like that? So very interesting. At a minimum, you know, buy some soul or something, right?
Could be, man. Could be. I don't know. I'm going to look at that. Look at the price. I have been meaning to study that more because you hear a lot about it.
I know, me too.
You can't do everything, but you know, if it's going to be a big thing, might as well.
Yeah. Educate yourself, you know?
Yeah. Familiar, and especially like, yeah. And like, I guess the kind of thing is like, you might as well get familiar now, try and buy one or two. Mm-hmm. So then when you hear about one you really do want, you're ready to go.
You know what to do. Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah.
That's so true.
It's like we say, there's only one way to learn.
Yeah. Yeah. The first couple of Solana NFTs I buy probably aren't even going to be good ones. I'm just you know, think that it's, oh, this one. And then it's like, damn it, they just rugged me. Oh, well, you know what? Let me try again next time.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Eventually there will be one that'll be like a famous person that we'll want. And it's good. It'll be good to already be in that loop a little bit.
Right. I think. Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think about a Crypto Slam 7-day, 7-day sales volume here? We have some of the usual suspects, Axie and CryptoPunks 1 and 2. Axie's like almost always 1. I think there was 1 week where it wasn't number 1. And Cryptodes, which we talked about earlier, is number 3. They did $60 million in 7 days.
Jeez.
Pretty wild. A lot of money. Art Blocks, Bored Ape, CyberKongs, which is they've done really well. Their Genesis ones are massive.
Mm-hmm. The Genesis, there's only like 100 or something, and you earn the banana token.
Yep. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. And then there's a new one called the Humanoids. Those are kind of cool looking. That's like
flavor of the week. They're like 1. Something ETH right now or something.
Yeah, yeah. That's number 7 overall. They did 12,000 transactions, 5,600 buyers. That's pretty impressive. The Galactic Apes, the Cool Cats are 9. The Doge Pound is 10. That's a surprise because that's a
I haven't heard from that one
around for a while. Yeah, yeah.
Where is NBA Top Shot? I'm just curious. What number are they at?
Normally they're higher. Right now they're number 23.
Number 23 for the 7-day sales on CryptoSlam. You know what's crazy is that I used to film and I'm coming back for S3, which is coming out. I think S3 for NBA Top Shot is coming out this month. And I said I'd come back and make my weekly update videos again. But I took a break for the past 2 months from them. But when I used to make my weekly update videos, I kid you not, NBA Top Shot would be number 1 every single time. And if they weren't, they were in the top 3. And then towards the end, they were like, in the top 5, but nonetheless, and now number 23, it's insane how, and I don't think that, you know, necessarily, you know, NBA Top Shot's doing bad or anything. I think it's just all these other projects are doing so well that they're just like flying, you know, flying past NBA Top Shot.
So Top Shot's number 23 in volume. It says they've only done $5.2 million over the past 7 days. It actually seems a little low, but I guess it's correct.
It's believable because, you know, it's believable. And things are priced in USD. Actually, they just made it so that you can actually show the prices in ETH if you wanted to.
Can you buy in ETH?
Yeah.
No, you can't. Oh, you can buy in ETH?
You can upload. You can like, not upload, it's probably not the word, but upload like Ethereum to your wallet if you wanted to, and then buy with Ethereum.
That's cool. That. So, but Top Shot is still, they're number 2 in transactions. So number 1 is Axie with 484,000, but number 2 is Top Shot with 167,000. And they also have 20,000 buyers, which is also number 2 on the list. So, like the volumes there, you know, buying and selling cheap ones.
I mean, things aren't really priced that much. You know, the cheapest moment is like $4, you know, and there's a lot of those.
Yep.
So definitely.
And the season's about to start too. So it's going to pick up then. We've talked about that before.
Oh yeah. It's going to pick up. I don't think they'll leave beta for S3. I think they hinted that they're not going to, but you know, maybe for S4. Well, eventually they'll leave beta. Mm-hmm.
There was a big Dapper NFL advertisement on during one of the games last week that I saw. Yeah, across the bottom. Yeah, on TV.
Oh shoot.
And it was like sign up for the email list kind of thing.
Oh wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's gonna be a big deal for sure.
Wow, we're hitting mainstream.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. Absolutely. So I think that's pretty good. I think we covered a lot.
Yeah. I think so too. Yeah. And thank you everyone so much for listening, tuning in. We will see you in a week, and let us know what you want us to talk about. I've been getting a lot of messages on Twitter, actually, from people saying that they have been listening to the podcast, which is really cool as well. So we'll probably read a couple more reviews. If you want, Apple Podcast, leave a review. We'll read a couple more in the next episode. Yep. Shout you out, whatever. And we'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace.
Thank you for tuning in to the NFT Catcher podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's episode and learned something new about the exciting world of NFTs. If you enjoyed today's episode, please take a moment to subscribe to our podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you really love what you're hearing, please leave us a rating and review on your favorite platform. If you want to stay up to date with the latest news and insights from the NFT space, be sure to follow us on all the socials at NFT Catcher Pod. You can follow Jennifer at Jennifer_Pseudo and Michael at NFTicket. I'm your producer, Andy, and I'm at AJC254. Our theme song's by It's Just Los. We always appreciate your feedback and support, which helps us reach more people and bring you informative and engaging content about NFTs. We look forward to bringing you more great NFT content in future episodes. Thanks for listening. Peace. Yeah.